Go take your stupid doctrine someplace else because there's some idiot who will believe you. And remember this, the judgment day is coming. Let's go to Matthew 7. All of our teachers, listen up, because this is going to happen. We're down to the end times, brethren, and God means business, and all of these things that are coming are going to be the most devastating things that are going to affect the whole world since, as Jesus said, the beginning of the creation, or since there ever was a nation. God doesn't want us to sit around and be nicey-nicey little church folks. We're to be good, we're to be kind, we're to be loving, but that should not be the center of our life. God and Christ has to be the center of our life and a deep relationship with Him. Now here, Matthew 7. Let's pick it up here in verse 13. Enter in through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And that way is going to open up in great religious revival. And Tony Blair, the former Prime Minister of Britain, has converted to Catholicism, and he's forming a foundation to bring all religions together to stop all the friction between religions. And when you do that, you got to get rid of, this is the only church of God, and this is the only truth, and this is the only Bible, so we're open targets, right? Get used to it. It's going to happen. Guess who's joining him? Rick Warren. And there will be others. I wonder if David Land is going to do it. Jimmy Carter? He should have stuck with peanuts. All of the great religious leaders will come together because it says in Revelation 17 of the 10 kings who agree to give their power to the beast, but it's a principle that applies. God will put it in their heart to do His will. And if they reject Christ, His will is that they be given over to a great deception. Because they don't love the truth. Now, it's also going to affect those in the church of God. Let's read on. For broad is the way, and wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many are those who enter through it. For narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way that leads to life. That is through Jesus Christ, only the true Jesus. And few are those who find it. That's why it's always important. Numbers are not important. God can always take care of numbers. Conversion and the Spirit of God is what is important. And within that, then the strength of the Spirit of God and the humility to understand the vanity and wretchedness of human nature and not to get carried away in vanity on some stupid sidetrack. That's important to understand. But beware of false prophets. Boy, if you want to do an interesting study, study false prophets throughout the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament. Who come to you in sheep's clothing. Yes, nice hands and purring and laughing and smiling. You know, the Dalai Lama is just like that. I watched a special on the Dalai Lama, and he was telling the reporter about his religious beliefs. And he's all happy and smiling. Oh, we need to accept each other and be peace of mind. He's one of these big false prophets in the world. And then he pointed over to his desk and he told the reporters, he pointed to a pot-bellied little statue of Buddha. He says, that's my God. For within they are ravening wolves because they hate God. You shall know them by their fruits. They do not gather grapes from thorns or figs from thistles, do they? In the same way, every good tree produces good fruit, but a corrupt tree produces evil fruit. A good tree cannot produce evil fruit, nor can a corrupt tree produce good fruit. Every tree that is not producing good fruit is cast down, is cut down and cast into the fire. We've all seen that happen, haven't we? Has it been cut down? Yes, indeed. For those who have had a history in the Worldwide Church of God, go to Pasadena and look at what happened to God's little kingdom on earth because of sin. And go to Big Sandy, Texas, and look at what happened to God's college in eastern Texas. And go to Bricketwood, England, and look at what happened to God's college in the United Kingdom because of sin from the top all the way down. And you know all of them. That's going to happen to every religion in the world. It's going to happen to every government in the world, because when Christ returns, He is going to wipe the slate clean. He's not coming to repair the systems that are here. He is coming to destroy and replace them with the righteousness of God and the rule of the saints. That's what we need to look to. That's what the Feast of Tabernacles pictures. All right? Therefore, you shall assuredly know them by their fruits. Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but the one who is doing the will of my Father who is in heaven. Now notice, every minister, elder, teacher, whether ordained, unordained, or self-appointed, listen up, because this is our judgment. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy through your name? Then we have one man who said, oh, me and my wife are the two witnesses. You better read this. You better repent. One man called me on the phone, all excited. Oh, did you know the two witnesses are here? I said, not true. Why do you say that? Because I read the Bible. Two witnesses are not going to be a husband and wife from within the church, self-appointed. By the way, he said, send me extra money, and with it he bought a hot tub. I think he's here in Texas too, isn't it? Out of Texas comes some pretty good and pretty bad, so you know. So I told him who it would be, like I explained earlier here in the sermon. Oh, well, it's probably going to happen. I said, no, it won't happen. He's a false prophet. How do you know that? I said, Book of Daniel says, at the time of the end, right? Very clear. Chapter 11. The king of the south shall push at the king of the north. And the two witnesses do not come on the scene until sometime just shortly before or after that event. There is no king of the north, there is no king of the south yet, but they will be. So I can guarantee you that they are not the two witnesses. Oh, I said, conversation ended. Bam. And did we not cast out demons through your name? And did we not perform many wonderful works of power through your name? And built buildings and built churches and all of this sort of thing? Now notice Jesus' answer. Oh, blessed are you. Wonderful are you. You were well-intentioned. Oh, I love what you did. No, he will say, then I will confess to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who work lawlessness. So I say, and my prayer and plea every day to God is, oh God, please deal with your churches. Please deal with your ministers. Please bring those who have gone off on a sidetrack to repentance. Let us all repent. And brethren, we all need to, and I say we, because we includes me, need to repent daily. And we need to watch and be on guard so that we don't get carried away. And I'm very thankful for my wife, Dolores. She is my vanity barometer. And as I mentioned before, in the Bible you see when men get old, of course women do too, men make bad decisions out of vanity. And we have seen that. And my prayer continuously is, oh God, please, help me to stay the way you want me to stay. I don't want to get carried off with some vain, stupid, addle-brained idea. And so that's my prayer for all the churches. And all of those who are ministers, you better take, just like I do, and you better start thinking about these things and examine your life, because all the people that you teach are going to follow what you say, and if you teach the wrong thing, God's judgment upon you is going to be more severe, because James wrote, not many of you desire to be teachers, because you're going to receive the sterner judgment. Now there'll be people saying, who does Fred Coulter think he is, that he's talking to the ministers in the Church of God? Well, I can't come to their house and knock on the door and say, it's me. No. But if we don't give warning, not only for ourselves, but to others, and the most important ones are those in the churches of God right now, right? Yes. Okay. Well, I've spoken all I need to speak this morning. I don't know how much I can speak this afternoon, but we'll try. For our overseas offices, please check our website, www.cbcg.org.